as powerful as the repercussions of the November 13th terror attacks in Paris have been across this country, just imagine how things have been impacted in France. Now imagine working for interfaith cooperation and understanding at the Western world's latest ground zero. Courageously doing that work is Coexister, the leading interfaith organization in the country. And I'm very pleased to welcome its founder, Samuel Grabowski, to State of Belief Radio. Samuel joins us from Paris, France. Samuel, welcome to State of Belief.
Well, thank you very much.
What is it like on the streets of Paris and other cities in France today?
The mood on the street is really different than after the previous attacks that we had in January or in 2012. We are not really able to explain why the mood is really different, but maybe the feeling of unity, the feeling that we are all united because we are French people, is very different and it is very deep. I mean, that all the people are now deeply sure that we are all the targets of the Daesh. Even if we are Jews or Christians or Muslims or atheists, whatever we can be, whatever we can believe in, we are the target of the same enemy in a way. So maybe this is the reason why people feel very united. And it's very new because, for example, in January, on the few days after the attacks, many Muslims people or Jews people explained that they were the target of threats, of attacks, of criminality. And now, after 5 or 6 days, all the Jews and Muslims that they can make testimony on the media, they say, we feel safe, we feel secure because people would like to protect us. They organize things on Twitter, on Facebook to help people to feel united.
Samuel, tell us a little bit about your work at Coexister and what you do normally.
Okay, basically, Coexister is the interfaith youth movement in France, and we are rooted in 30 different groups in 30 different cities on the country. Each group is based on friendship of 7 people from different faith. Could be Jews, Christians, Muslims, atheists, agnostics, or Buddhists, Hindus. And these 7 people are the leaders of the groups. And each groups are working on the same agenda. And each groups are working on 3 steps of interface cooperation. And these 3 steps are first dialogue every week. Have a roundtable, have a conference, have a debate, have something about conversation. So dialogue every week, action every month, solidarity to make concrete our motto. Our motto is different faith, common actions. Exactly like the Religions for Peace organization, but in French, it's different. So this is solidarity. It's to be able to decide the place, the goal, where we can be united. Because we are not able to be united on the faith. Our faiths are really different, are deeply different. But the concrete things we can do together make us united. And the third part of this trip of coexistence is raising awareness. So we go in schools every trimester to destroy prejudice, to speak about laïcité, you know, the French secularism, to speak about religious freedom, to speak about anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or also to speak about religions, because there is no lessons about religions at school in France. So in a way, we do it.
Samuel, you've given us a little bit of information on what members of Coexister do and what you do as the leader. How has all of that changed since last Friday, or has it?
Nothing is changing for us because this is the third time in France that there is a big attack in the territories in different points. March 2012, January 2015, and now November 2015. So sadly, we know how to resist because we resisted before on the same way. The big difference is that many, many people were killed, really more than before, because it's 132 people, so it's really more. And the emotion of people, they are really moved. And on this emotion, we are here. We stand up to say we should go from the emotion to the action. And our idea is to do exactly the same, because what we do is the best protection against radicalization. It's the best protection against division, against hatred. So we just would like to continue our work, to keep concentrated, to stay focused on the issue, and to promote that we can be diverse and unite. Because for some people in France, we have to make a choice between unity and diversity. But there is no unity without diversity. Unity without diversity is uniformity. And many people in France would like to promote uniformity. Very concrete example. When we decided in January to say, je suis Charlie, you remember, I am Charlie. When we say that, the country promoted an idea of uniformization, uniformity. We are all the same, but it's wrong. We are not all the same. So in November, we decided to change the motto. We don't say anymore, I am Charlie ou je suis Charlie. We say, nous sommes unis. It means we are united. And when we say we are instead of I am, many things change.
Here in the United States, there has been almost what I would call panic in light of what happened in Paris. And we're seeing even high-level politicians just go crazy and favor actions that are contradictory even to our Constitution. Is there a sense of that kind of panic in France?
It's a really good question, because I don't think so, to be honest. I'm sure politicians do something wrong sometimes, but as I have read some things that your leaders said on the past few days, it's really different. There is nothing we can compare with, because except a very, very extreme right. I would like to say it's very sad to share with you that, but what I have read from the extreme right in France, it's really, it's not worse than what I have heard from the United States, from your leaders, especially from the Republican Party. Fortunately, we have a great civil society, very organized, and we were able to make a kind of lobby or advocacy to defend our idea on the field. And politicians are not able to surf on ideas that we don't have in the population, you know. So because we don't have this idea in the populations, thanks that we don't have this idea in the population, they are not able to surf on it. And the worst thing I have heard in France is just that the extreme right would like to put in jail people who are following by the security service, you know, by the intelligence. This is 4,000 people. Some of them are Muslims, 17% only. So these 4,000 people, the extreme right would like to bring them to jail. This is the worst thing I have heard.
Yeah. Samuel, we are getting hour by hour by hour reports on our public media in the United States. You've already given us some new insight through what you've said, but what can you tell us about the situation there? What do we need to know about the situation there that we may not be hearing elsewhere?
Yes, I think that you need to know that it is really different from Muslim people first, because for the first time, there is no massive movement against the Muslim guys, because we realized, I think about the French people, we realized that all the victims were from 12 different countries and from all different faith. And they didn't make selections. There was no selection at all. So they just put their balls from their guns to our generation. All the people who died were under 30 years old. So they just killed our generation. Jews, Christians, Muslims, atheists from 12 different countries, 12 different citizenship. Because they were in Paris for holidays or for a party or for going to a concert. So, and we all know this room, this theater, you know, Bataclan. We've been all to this place to have a night or a party. So for us, we feel that our generation was the target. So we feel very united about it. And I hope that in all countries over the world, they understand that the goal of Daesh is to divide us, to make people, to kill people is just maybe 20% of the plan. 80% of the plan is to divide countries, is to provoke, is to promote a civil war, because what they are looking for is to provoke that politicians stigmatized Muslims people, yeah. And Muslims people become angry, and Muslim people kill other people, and civil war began. This is 80% of the plan, and this plan is written. It is written on a book with 2,050 pages by the man in charge of the ideology of Daesh. So 80% of the plan depends on us. 80% of the plan depends on our unity. And for now, in France, we feel it deeply. We deeply feel it in our movement. We are from all different faiths, but in the streets, in the terrace, in the restaurant, in the cafe, we feel that we are all the target of Daesh, and we try to make the relations deeper than before.
Samuel, one last question to contrast what you've just said about the vision of ISIS. What is your vision for your work in France?
What is my vision?
What is your vision?
Okay, my vision is that for the 3 next weeks, we have to continue our efforts on concrete and simple actions that people can spread on Twitter. For example, just ring your neighbors, just invite him for a coffee time, and just exchange and speak about the situation. Or for example, just organize a safe space to exchange for one hour in a coffee to speak about the situation. Many concrete things that we can do just for 3 weeks, because these things are not sufficient. They are necessary, but they are not sufficient. We need to do more. We need to organize a very big partnership between the states and the civil society. And if we dispatch the responsibility, for example, the state is in charge of our security, the state is in charge of the war in Syria, the civil society could be in charge of education, of popular education, of informal education, like Scoutism or different movements. The civil society could be in charge of struggles against prejudice, of social cohesion. And if we receive means to do that, for money, funds, support, etc., we can build this partnership of between civil society and state. And after that, we will be able to live all together.
I've been talking with Samuel Grabowski, who runs the leading interfaith organization in France. It's called Coexister. Samuel, I know these are hectic days and very busy days, and I can't express enough my appreciation for you taking time to join us on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you very much.